The next presentation will be about the universal coverage of cancer screening and its achievement in recent years. We will have a special focus on transforming healthcare, because in addition to coverage, actually the delivery side is also very important. So we will talk about how we transform the delivery of especially hospital practice to support the public health system in providing cancer screening services. So my presentation will compose four parts: the background, the methods, the result, and the conclusion. So about the background. As you have known that we have universal coverage for healthcare, and my bureau provide universal coverage on prenatal checkup, neonatal screening, well baby clinic, general checkup for adults and elderly. We also provide smoking cessation, preventive services, preventive dental services, and also we provide cancer screening coverage on cancer screening. Cancer has been the top killer in Taiwan since 1982 and accounted for 28% of total deaths and 10% of our national health insurance expenditure in 2009. However, since 1995, pap smear has been the only item in our population-based cancer screening program. For the other screening items, we only provide sporadic screening activities due to the shortage of budget. Okay. So fortunately, in 2007, during the presidential election campaign, our current president announced reduction of cancer mortality as one of his top 10 priorities in public health white paper. So we had the new national plan on cancer control 2010-2013 after he won the election, with the goal to achieve 10% reduction in age-standardized cancer mortality rate by 2015. Okay, so that's 10% reduction within 6 years. So how to achieve that goal? One thing is to provide high-quality cancer care, cancer treatment, right? The other thing would be to broaden the early detection of cancers so they can hopefully have better prognosis. So we review the four cancer screening tools, one for cervical cancer, that's pap smear, and the IFOPT for colorectal cancer, and the oral mucosa examination for oral cancer, and the mammography for breast cancers. We look at the potential effectiveness in reducing mortality and also the cost per healthy life years to be gained. And we found they are quite cost effective, and we determined to include, in addition to pap smear, also to cover the other three screenings. And we set the national goals for each screening. So for example, breast cancer, we will achieve 55% average screening rate within 4 years, and colorectal cancer 70%, oral cancer screening 70% average screening rate by 2013. So to show you the growth of screening volume for these four screening, you can see we expect to have a rapid expansion of screening volume between 2009 and 2010, a big jump, to have the possible reduction of cancer mortality in 6 years, okay? So that's a big jump. There will be a 1.44 growth of screening volume to be provided, you know, 1 year apart. So that's a big challenge. So we got the funding for cancer screening program from the raise of tobacco syntax, and we allocated 6% for cancer screening. However, in addition to that, we also need to increase the capacity of our delivery system, right? But we don't have extra public health workers. We don't have extra primary care clinics. However, our hospitals provide 60 to 70% of outpatient clinic to the target population of cancer screening. So we found hospitals can be a good partner to do this job. So how do we increase the clinical capacity? The first thing is we have the delivery redesign. We have a structured module for hospitals to transform their practice. We use the WHO Health Promoting Hospital model to integrate health promotion and prevention into and beyond hospital practices. There are five strategies. I'm not going into the details, but the idea is that for any patient who visits hospitals at any outpatient services, regardless of eye clinic or joint clinic, they will reduce the appropriate cancer screening according to their age and gender. Okay. And we have the policies to support the delivery design. We have a project-based subsidy for hospitals to implement the new model and transform their practices. This subsidy will help the hospital to appoint extra personnel to install new IT function for automatic assessment, reminding, and tracking of results, and for providing patient education and outreach community services, and for doing the self-monitoring and analysis of their own performance. Secondly, we provide training for hospital personnel on implementation of the model. Thirdly, we have the external audit, monitoring, feedback, and public reporting on each individual hospital's performances. And fourthly, we have the extra payment for good performance in addition to the traditional fee-for-service. So if they achieve high screening rate and they achieve high follow-up rates for those screened positive, they get extra payment. Okay. So the results, in 512 hospitals in Taiwan, 232 participated in this project, which is 45%. However, that is 61% among all the eligible hospitals, and they actually accounted because almost all the large and medium-sized hospitals participated, so they actually accounted for 92% of outpatient clinical services. Okay. And regarding the adoption of strategies in reminding system at outpatient clinic, the adoption rate is 98%. And the adoption of providing protected time for screening in outpatient clinic is 96%. And 100% of hospitals provide health education activities in hospitals. 95% of those hospitals which get the subsidy provide health education activities in communities. And 95% provide outreach screening services in communities. And 94% of the hospitals have their personnel attending our training activities. And with the new initiative, hospitals purchase new mammography machines, including those in fixed type machine, and also many hospitals purchase mobile mammography machine. They have a bus to do the outreach screening in communities. So a very big improvement in our facilities. And this slide shows you the range of subsidy for them to implement the program and the extra payment for good performance for hospitals. For small size hospitals, the subsidy can be vary from $6,000 per year to $30,000 US dollar per year. And for bigger hospitals, it can be as much as $600,000 USD per year. That's just for the subsidy to implementation program. And for extra pay for their good performance, it can be as much as $318,000 USD per year. Okay, that's a huge amount. So that becomes a very significant incentive. Okay. So regarding the achievement on our national goals of screening volume for the four cancers, you can see we achieved nearly 100% or more than 100% of our preset targets. And for the four cancers together, we achieved 107% of our goal. Okay. And we compare the screening volume done by hospitals with subsidy with those other clinical services without the subsidy. We found that the major growth in volume come from the subsidized hospitals. Okay. And overall, the subsidized hospital has a two-fold growth in cancer screening volume versus no growth of the other services. So overall, we have a 1.5 growth in our cancer screening volume. And with this growth in screening volume, we got 3,600 extra cancers detected and 13.8 extra precancerous lesions detected. Okay. And we also found that the growth in breast cancer screening rate are comparable among three types of communities with different levels of resources. Okay, so that's an equitable increase. This is a mammography screening bus. Okay. And we also have quality control of our cancer screening program. So it performed very well in positive predictive value and in terms of case years. For every 190 women screened, we will detect one breast cancer. And we also look at the factors associated with higher screening rates among subsidized hospitals. We found that hospitals with smaller number of beds, with smaller volume of outpatient services, and being a health promoting hospital, and having higher ranked management leader to attend the training activities, these factors are associated with higher screening rates. So in conclusion, Taiwan has recognized our extraordinary high burden of cancers and has turned it into strong political commitment and evidence-based actions. The political commitment with ambitious target setting, successfully allocated extra budget and administrative support to the public health sector, and activated government to mobilize clinical partners to work together. The effective funding and widespread transformation of the health system has brought about the highest ever and equitable growth in cancer screening volume by 1.5-fold within a short period of time. Such success not only has added remarkable life savings, but also helped hospitals transform themselves towards a more proactive, person-centered, and health-promoting role in the era of NCD prevention and control. However, bigger hospitals may need more time to transform. That's my presentation. Thank you.